are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, a German man just got a pencil that had been stuck in his head for 15 years removed by doctors. I don't know if it took that long to get it authorized by the insurance or not, but we'll talk about how he survived having a pencil stuck in his head for 15 years. We also have a school, I believe out of Wisconsin, an elementary school that is doing a gender bender day where boys dress up as girls, girls dress up as boys, and the parents are kind of freaking out about it, saying that could cause homosexuality. We also have reports out that the more the patient is involved with their health care and discusses it with their doctor, the bigger the bill they get, and they actually end up spending more money than if they just butt out and let the doctor do his thing. Now, I don't like that approach, but we'll talk about what that study is all about. Then it looks like moms are becoming the breadwinners now in at least 40% of households with children. So 40% of households now, mom is the major breadwinner. We'll talk about that and how that is affecting male psyche. Does it even matter if someone's paying the bills, or is that kind of hard to take? So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Many of you, you do call in. Many of you listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show on your iPhone app or your Android app, so you may be listening at 8 o'clock at night when it's not airing in any particular city. I'm not sure. There are some cities that do air it that night. But if you call in and I'm not live, we usually answer your questions on the next live show. You can very easily go to our podcast at my website at drdahlia.com. Hit shows or podcasts. It links you to GCN Live, and you can listen to the previous podcast if there's a way to fast forward through to see where your question or answer is. But usually we answer everybody's question if we can, as long as the voice comes out nice and clear and the recording comes out nice. So I apologize. I know many people that listen to the second hour may not be listening live. We are live 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, every day, Pacific time. But I want you to know that we are still taking your questions and your calls, and we deal with them, because I know many of you listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show on your own time, which I'm fine with. All right, so 1-877-DOCDALI. So apparently there's a day called Gender Bender Day. And parents are actually keeping their kids home from school. They think Gender Bender Theme Day is promoting homosexuality. It's a part of Milwaukee School's Spirit Week, where students between kindergarten and eighth grade were encouraged to dress like the opposite sex. You know, in my kids' school, one day was a funny socks day, one was a funny hat day, another one was a wacky hair day. So I get that. Okay, boys dress up like girls, girls dress up like boys. Parents described this voluntary event as ridiculous and creepy, and they thought it would encourage homosexuality among children. Now, I mean, here's the thing. I understand why it would creep people out, but I don't have a problem with it. I do not have a problem with it. I remember in the 50s, my mom and her brother, before he died, for Halloween, that was their costume. So my grandma dressed up my mom and my uncle opposite. That was their Halloween costume. It was a great Halloween costume you could do cheaply back in the 50s. Okay, dress each other up in each other's clothes. She put a mustache on my mom, had a little wig on my uncle, and they went trick-or-treating like that. Okay, it didn't change anybody's sexuality. All right, everybody giggled. It was kind of funny. And, you know, guys dressing up in drag always, especially, you know, kids in school, it brings giggles. And, you know, girls dressing up in suit and ties, I don't see how medically that could cause a person who is straight to turn homosexual if that is a concern of the parents. Okay? So if you want to dress up in a costume, like, for example, what if a girl wants to dress up as a stormtrooper from Star Wars? That's a male outfit. If she wants to be a stormtrooper, is that going to make her a male? No, it probably won't. All right. Now, if she always wants to dress up as a guy, all right, then that was already innate and inborn. But just to have one of these spirit days where kids decide to kind of dress up in each other's clothes. I mean, in fact, for one of my projects in medical school, not in medical school, I'm sorry, in high school, we were making footwear. Well, I guess we had to market footwear. And me and my group of friends, we came up with Omicron footwear. I guess Omicron I think it's a Greek letter or a numerical digit. I don't really remember. I wasn't paying attention in high school. So one of my buddies was a football player, so I was able to dress up in his gear. And I don't know, part of our video, I was, you know, in football gear. I love being in the football gear. I'm straight. I'm married. I'm very happily married. But it was kind of fun to dress up in guys' football gear, get to walk around the school in guys' football gear. I just liked it, right? You know, and so something like this that's voluntary, I really wouldn't panic. But it shows that a lot of people do not understand the homosexuality concept. All right. I'm still getting emails from many of you asking what is going on. Is it something in the water? Is it chemicals? Why are we seeing more and more homosexuals in our population? And I'm here to tell you they were always in our population. It just now many feel more free to be honest and open about their sexuality. Some of you like that, some of you don't. But, I told you, what I learned in medical school was 1 in 8 men are gay. That's just men. And those are men that admit it. So, you will see more and more homosexuals in our population, but it's not because of something in the water. It's not because of people eating Greek yogurt. It's not because of people still listening to Cher. Okay, that doesn't have an effect. It doesn't. Okay, if people are gay and they've been hiding it all along and they feel like they don't have to, all right, it's not because of a school spirit day that allowed somebody to cross-dress. That has nothing to do with homosexuality. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold, Others think it's a gun, but the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor, Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods. Watch award-winning documentaries. Attend exciting panel discussions. Discover the latest natural health products. And be sure to check out the expo hall, filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions. And receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day. Or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit. But hurry, tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit Health Freedom Expo. Or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
This message dares all fish oil consumers. Yes, many people now take fish oil supplements, but the makers of K48 Plus want you to know it's not what you consume, but how it is absorbed that counts. So we dare you to compare fish oil with K48 Plus. K48 Plus, an omega-3 powerhouse, is made with the highest grade and most potent dose of krill oil available, and is 48 times more easily absorbed than common fish oil. K48 Plus is both a remarkable anti-inflammatory as well as a powerful antioxidant. If you suffer from ailments such as diabetes, COPD, autism, arthritis, depression, migraines, lupus, Alzheimer's, glaucoma, joint pain, high cholesterol, memory loss, or Crohn's disease, you need to see the K48 Plus video at livepremium.net. That's L-I-V-E premium.net. Or please call 208-521-3601. That's 208-521-3601 and ask about K48 Plus. Restore hope, optimize health with K48 Plus.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thursday evening is the season premiere of Pawn Stars. I will be on that episode. Can't wait. It'll be the second episode of Pawn Stars I'm on. Please check that out. I believe it's 6 p.m. Eastern time, right? No? Is it? No, 9 p.m. Eastern time, 6 p.m. Pacific, right? Okay, good. I always get confused. When I'm in New York, I got it right, but when I'm on in the West, no. All right, so in political news, Michelle Bachmann has decided that she is not going to run. Some people speculate it's because of these investigations concerning alleged financial impropriety in her 2012 presidential campaign. Some people say, well, she's going to be retired. Other people think, no, maybe she's going into show business. But what we understand, Michelle Bachmann, I got to admit, I think she is a very gutsy lady. I thought she did a phenomenal job, running in the presidential primary and then leaving when the time was right in terms of dragging it out and pulling votes away from others. I think she did a pretty good job. I don't know much about what's going on with what she's being investigated for. I always get nervous. People always ask me, Dahlia, run for office. My problem is I've hired employees over the years in my medical clinic. And some employees I could trust and some I couldn't. All right? I have no idea what would happen. I mean, if I can't physically watch what's happening with campaign money, I don't want campaign money. Because the last thing I would want is somebody messing around with the campaign money, and then it looks like I did. All right? You know, and I've had people in my office that tried to steal. I've had people in my office try to embezzle. I had one biller, the last biller we had, tried to open up an account in Los Angeles and have all the health care insurance payments go to that account so she could keep the money. And luckily, we got wind of it before she ever did. But, I mean, I am so sick and tired of having staff that have come through my office. My current staff is phenomenal. But previous staff come through my office. Thank God I was watching and I was on top of everything. And when you run an office, you have to. I don't know how many of you guys run a business, but it's exhausting. You know, and a lot of times my husband's like, well, you know, we should be able to go on vacation. You don't need to check on the office. Well, a lot of times I do, because when the cat's away, the mouse is out to play. Absolutely. I mean, you should have a checks and balance system. You should have cameras. You should have ways. And you know, most of us, we do get stolen from. Okay, I mean, things get stolen. Office supplies get stolen. Medical supplies get stolen. You know, I've caught previous staff, you know, play around with the pregnancy test and check to see if they're pregnant. And, you know, that stuff all costs money. All right. One of our patients just stole one of our pulse oximeters a couple days ago. When we were open on the holiday weekend on Saturday, we saw patients. I mean, this is ridiculous. Ridiculous. So my problem is, you know, being in the field that I'm in, you know, I see people at their worst. I've seen the worst of people. And I just don't trust the average person. Okay, it takes a long time before I could trust you. And so my worry about ever running for office is if money's coming in and if people are being handed checks and et cetera, you would think there'd be a foolproof system. Okay, don't take any cash, just take checks. The checks get deposited. You have a deposited slip. All that has to add up. If you are going to be going to an event that's non-political, you use your private money for that. You don't use political funds for anything but campaigning. Make sure if there's any fine line, just err on the side of caution and use your own money. I mean, that's how I'd look at it. But I just feel like no matter how hard you try, something can go wrong. And I just don't need that headache. If I can't physically be watching what's happening with every dime. So I'm not really sure what happened in terms of the Michelle Bachmann case, but we do know that she is not seeking re-election, and one rumor is because of all the issues that she's having with that. I guess people are all excited that Hillary Clinton is, I guess, starting a Twitter account. Big deal. I really don't understand what the big hype is with Twitter. All right. I mean, I understand people like brevity, but I guess her starting to get involved with Twitter is a chance for her to, you know, increase her reach. All right. You know, preparing for a 2016 run. It turns out Donald Trump has already started from what I understand, he spent $1 million on researching a run for him in 2016. All right. I mean, this is just one of those elections where, oh my gosh. All right. I so much could go wrong. All right. I mean, maybe a lot of us like Donald Trump. I think he's tough. I think he's good with money. I do. Don't know if he could beat Hillary. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So mothers are now the top earners in 4 out of 10 households, which is a milestone according to CBS News. That is changing the face of modern families, up from 11% in 1960. So 89% of families in the 60s, dad was the breadwinner, moms were the breadwinner in 11%. Now we're looking at a 40-60. The findings were done by Pew Research Center, released yesterday, or today actually. It highlighted the growing influence of breadwinner moms who kept their families afloat financially. They say most are headed by single mothers, but you're also seeing more married moms work. Now, they say in this poll, 79% of Americans reject the notion that women should return to their traditional roles. Only 21% of the poll said the trend of more mothers of young children working outside is a good thing for society. I mean, as a working mom, I went to work 2 weeks after my first baby because I only had 2 weeks maternity leave. And after my second baby, I went to work after 3 days. I'm in the type of job where if you don't work, you don't get paid. Okay, so it's not like I have, I had maternity leave when I was in residency, but after that, no, if I don't go to work, we don't make money. And so for that, I basically brought my baby to work. Okay, we had a little nursery that I was very, very blessed to be able to make. Very tiny one, no decoration really. All right, but it was a place for the baby. I was able to look, check in on the baby in between patients. I was able to have somebody watch the baby, feed the baby. Hubby was there. But I mean, I had to go back to work. There was, I had loans to pay, bills to pay, family members sick. It was just not possible. So for my husband, I'm not the breadwinner, I believe he is, but, you know, in our family, I mean, he was okay with it. Okay. There wasn't anything that threatened his manliness or, you know, he was fine with it. I think deep down he would have loved me staying home with the baby. Because I think the baby would have gotten more love and attention, and I think you can't give your kids enough love and attention. I felt very guilty having my kids in daycare and with babysitters. I did, but I tried to spend as much time as I could. We had the limited amount of hours of daycare that we could possibly do, but I'll always feel guilty. You know, I think I would have raised my kids a hell of a lot better if I wasn't working as much as I did, but I had to. Student loans were expensive. Malpractice prices were rising. St. Paul had pulled out of Vegas around 2002, I believe. And so we had to scramble for malpractice insurance, and the prices were just rising, even though we didn't have any lawsuits. So it was kind of a scary time. And, you know, being a young couple trying to make it and dealing with all our expenses, running a practice was very expensive with not a lot of partners. You do what you could do. Do some of my male patients not like the fact that their wife is making more money than them? Yeah. And I allow them to be honest with it. I think it's very difficult for a lot of men, especially in this recession, to have had to change roles with their wife. If the wife was able to go back to work waiting tables or going back to work as an administrative assistant and they're still out of a job, you got to do what you got to do. All right, and I understand, and I think it's depressing for anybody who's been out there in the work field to all of a sudden have to go, you have to stay home. I mean, you know, many of my patients who are retiring, they don't handle retirement well. They need to get up, get out of the house, and do something. It has nothing to do with the manliness or the womanliness. It's having that need to get up in the morning, shave, shower, get out to work, and then come back, you know, home. Being home all day long, all right, can be extremely depressing. So, you know, when you see this number, 40% of families, women are the primary breadwinners. Yeah, you know, things are definitely changing. As long as both parts of the couple are okay. I mean, as long as they can, you know, if as long as, you know, nobody's insulted and nobody feels castrated by it, that's great. But for some people, it is an issue. And I think anybody kind of put into early retirement because of unemployment, they're not going to be happy to begin with. So, like I said, if people are unhappy, I don't know if it's unhappy because the woman's making the money or if they're unhappy because they're not out there working. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Are medical costs going up when you are involved in the decision making? We'll tell you in a second. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Guys, we are back on the Doc Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show page. All right, so a German hospital removes a pencil from a man's head after it was lodged there for 15 years. The patient is anonymous, no name yet. He has a name, but we don't know it. Had spent 15 years with a pencil in his head following a childhood accident. All right. Apparently, a Chen University hospital says a man from Afghanistan sought help in 2011 after suffering for years from headaches, constant colds, and worsening vision in one eye. A scan showed that a 4-inch pencil was lodged from his sinus into his throat and had injured his right eye socket. The man had no idea how the pencil got there, but he did recall that he once fell badly as a child. The doctors were able to remove the pencil. They were German doctors, and they say the man has recovered. These are just one of those things where it's like, how do you walk around with that and be able to function? Apparently, there were other examples, like a 20-month-old girl from New Boston, New Jersey, had accidentally fell off the sofa when drawing, and she basically impaled herself through the right eye with a colored pencil. It missed every major blood vessel, nerve, and artery. Luckily, it was able to be successfully removed, by doctors at Boston Children's Hospital. Then, I guess there was a 76-year-old woman who went to a UK hospital back in 2011, and doctors had tried to figure out why she was having weight loss. They couldn't explain how. And they found that she had a felt-tip pen that was lodged in her body for at least 25 years. Remember we heard about this? They were able to pull it out and it was still able to write. They were still able to write with the pen. Yeah, and it didn't perforate through the intestine. I guess in 2007, there was a German woman. She had a pencil removed from her head after it was lodged there during a childhood accident. And it was able to be removed 55 years earlier. There was a piece that they could not remove that was about 4/5 of an inch that they left it there. Now, excuse me, for many of you with shrapnel and pieces of bullets or bullets, you know, from, you know, previous tours, you know that many doctors would leave that in. You know, there was sometimes no reason to surgically remove it. They would leave the shrapnel and the bullets in if they weren't causing an issue. One of my patients has a bullet in his lung. He was shot in a gang fight. Bullet's not moving. He's fine. And doctors thought it would be too traumatic and cause too many issues going into cutting the lung or removing the lobe of the lung. So they leave it there and he's working just fine. So for many of us, we actually can do pretty well with foreign bodies being in our body. However, with that gentleman last week that we heard had died after he swallowed a toothpick, you know, it seemed to get infected, and then he ends up going into respiratory distress and ends up dying. So my suggestion is, you know, when it comes to pencils, please be careful. Please just don't fall on these things. And whenever you have a chronic symptom that just doesn't seem to go away, that's when you go to the doctor and hopefully they run a scan. Now, we say when patients go to the doctor, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Apparently, they will add cost to their medical bills the more they are involved in the decision-making process. Okay? So for those of you blaming us doctors for trying to rack up bills, that's not always the case. A team of researchers from the University of Chicago School of Medicine reported on the survey's findings Monday that many patients that have more of a say and want a relatively aggressive hands-on approach will wind up usually with longer hospital stays and higher bills than peers who leave the decision-making up to their doctor. And I could see why. All right, I'll have patients that come in, they don't have a lot of money, and they'll say, "Doctor, just do whatever you have to do to fix it. I don't care about anything else." And as long as I document and as long as they agree that I don't, you know, start looking at prostate or doing mammograms or colonoscopies, I only address what they want, address the high blood pressure, none of those other things will get done unless the patient changes their mind or his mind. I'll ask them periodically, "Did you change your mind about getting blood work or getting your mammogram or getting your colonoscopy?" No, I didn't change my mind. All I want is this done. Just, you know, all right. But then when you have other patients that go, "Look, I'm really kind of concerned about this. Can you look at this? Can you look at this? Can you look at this?" Absolutely, we do. I mean, if you're in the hospital, you know, for chest pain, and you go, "You know, doc, I've had abdominal pain for a long time. While I'm here, do you want to scan me?" You'll get the scan, most likely. Things have been changing where I'm noticing patients aren't getting the scans done. But, I mean, while you're there in the hospital, getting everything done makes a lot of sense to people. Then being out of the hospital, taking off work, then going to the doctor, and then getting sent to a radiology place 3 days later, and then coming back for the results. If you're going to be in the hospital, get everything done then. So I get that. To me, that makes it makes sense. But researchers don't understand. They say they don't understand how shared decision-making affects costs. They said, would patients who participated in the process actually use fewer resources and have lower bills? Would they decline interventions? So, you know, when you see a study like that, all right, you get a little nervous going, wait a second, all right, if they want to save money on health care, are they going to try to weed out patient requests? I mean, I got to be honest with you. Lately, over the last few years since Obamacare, if I am running a CAT scan because the patient wants it, the insurance company will come to me saying, "Okay, why are we doing this?" And if I say the patient wants it because they say X, Y, and Z, the insurance company doesn't like it. The insurance company would rather say, well, I wanted the test, and they deny it. But when the patient wants it, they have a much more difficult time saying no. So I'll have a patient whose relative died of a brain aneurysm that burst. Now, that's pretty scary. You got a blood vessel in your brain that can burst at any time. You have no idea why. I mean, we try to make sure your blood pressure stays down. If we do notice an aneurysm, we get it fixed. But many of you, you don't get CAT scanned. So you have no idea if you have an aneurysm in the brain. So one of my patients that says they have a relative that had that done, they're scared. Can they get a scan of their brain? And I go, I mean, I'm here for you. If you want a scan of the brain because you're afraid that you have an aneurysm and you're willing to pay for it if your insurance doesn't want it, I mean, I'll order it. I'm here for you. So I'll order the scan. Now, I understand we as doctors are supposed to educate you on what is standard of care. There are no screens that we're supposed to be routinely doing for looking for brain aneurysms. But if I have a patient who's scared to death because they lost a family member with it, and there is a genetic component, and my patient wants a CAT scan, I'll order the CAT scan if that's what they want. Or I'll order an MRI with an MRA. But I get that. That costs money. So patients that want things done, of course, it's going to cost more money. Right? And many patients do want to be involved. I think they should. You know, I mean, if it comes time to prostate screening, even though I think it's a good idea to screen, and I don't want people misled by what they're hearing in the media, that they're going to die of something else before the prostate cancer kills them, so don't, you know, worry about the prostate cancer. I disagree with that, as people are living now way until their 90s. I think we have a Japanese man that's 118 years old right now. Right, so he was born in the 1800s, still alive right now. Somebody who's been alive to see all the wars. Amazing. So, I mean, you know, we are living longer these days. And if we are living longer these days, I don't want to say that you're going to die of something else before the prostate cancer. Because if you're diagnosed with prostate cancer in your 50s and 60s, that could very well kill you. So, but I do agree that patients should be involved with the decision-making process every step of the way. You don't want a doctor ordering tests, finding out you have cancer, and now you're stuck. But that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to educate. But, guys, don't back off. Be as involved as you want to be. Some of you, if I'm, you know, dissecting something on you, like taking out a cancer, I let you watch. I don't mind. Of course you can watch. Some of you don't want to watch. But if you want to watch, watch. All right, guys, don't go away. Love what to talk about. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste? By far. Best results? By far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show.
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show.
Presented in part by GCN.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Had a little snack, sorry. 1-877-DOC-DALI. You're supposed to eat every couple hours to kind of prevent diabetes. It's kind of good to do. Speaking of that, Fox has a list of foods that they say that may prevent type 2 diabetes in children. Don't you love it that people say there's actually food out there that could prevent diabetes? I like to look at it as there are foods that cause diabetes. I don't know if there's foods that prevent it as much as if you eat the right type of foods. Well, they say bone broth. They say real bone broth made from chicken, beef, fish, or other bones has minerals that boost immunity. The bone broth is rich in gelatin and glycosamine glycan, right? Which promotes healthy development. I know it's not gika, but it's easy to remember. Healthy development of bone and dental structures. Bone broth you can throw into soup, casserole, stews, and sauces, and can even be frozen in ice cube trays for reuse. Now, I tell you why I don't mind bones being in the soup, although make sure there's nothing that the kids could choke on. The reason why I don't mind it is when I talk to you guys about chicken soup and how healthy it is, one of the reasons why it's so healthy is the bone and the cartilage. When the bone and the cartilage is heated up, there's anti-inflammatory components that get released into the juices, which is why people feel better after they have chicken soup. So throwing the bone into the soup, I don't see right now as having any issues, health issues. So I know some people will eat like the marrow of the bone. That don't get me sick. I can't handle that. Saturated fats. They say kids need saturated fats and cholesterol, of course, to develop normal, healthy brain and nervous system. It also helps with strong teeth and bones, etc. But you want higher quality. They say pasture-raised animals have more nutrients and omega-3s. Of course, vegan sources of saturated fats also can provide amazing health benefits like olive and coconut oil, nuts, avocado. I love avocado. If you could get your kids to eat some guacamole, muy deliciosa. Fermented foods, from pickles to yogurt. They say certain fermented foods could also keep kids healthy and increase their immunity. What this researcher is doing is concentrating on increasing immunity to help prevent diabetes. Like I said, I think a lot of diabetes happens because something attacks the pancreas, or the way we eat overworks the pancreas. I've told many of you to stop eating just one meal a day. Your body is designed to shoot out insulin from its pancreas throughout the day. So if your body doesn't think it's going to eat all day long, and then all of a sudden you get this big load of food, I think that kind of messes the pancreas up, which is why many of you will have hypoglycemia 10 years before you have diabetes, because the sugars drop, because the pancreas doesn't know what the hell to do with its insulin. Okay. But anyway, they say certain fermented foods are rich in probiotics, which help increase gut bacteria. And we've learned this year that gut bacteria help prevent diabetes, increase your immunity, better digestion. So they say you could pickle sauerkraut, kimchi, pickles. I don't know. I get a little nervous about the acid with the pickled foods. But I know when I was a kid, I loved pickles. I was born in L.A. And before we moved to Phoenix when I was a kid, there was a place, I think, called Saul's. There was a Sully's or a Saul's when I was living in the Valley. And you would go, I remember it was right off the freeway, and they would have hot dogs, but there were pickles on the table. And, you know, I love restaurants like Mexican restaurants where they feed you before the waiter comes. I love being able to start eating as soon as I sit down at a table because I get hungry as soon as I walk into a restaurant. So you know how when you go to a Mexican restaurant, there's already chips and dip, but then there's no water. So you kind of wait until the water because you know the salsa is kind of spicy. But in this restaurant, Saul's, the pickles were on the table. So you would just go in and start taking and eating pickles before the waiter even came. And then I would get a big knockwurst, and I was a happy girl. I love deli. If you ever ask me what my favorite food is, I love Mexican, I love Italian, I love Greek, I love Mediterranean. But give me some good deli, and I am one happy mama. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Speaking of yogurt, there was a study coming out saying yogurt, as it starts to kind of separate, and that layer starts to drain, it's kind of acidic. Well, that apparently is toxic to the environment. So you're not supposed to be dripping older yogurt around the place, or probably flushing it into your sinks, because when yogurt separates, it gets, I believe, kind of toxic, the acid. And so I know many of us aren't really Greek yogurt eaters. I don't blame you. I'm not very, very good when it comes to dairy-type foods, unless there's chocolate in it and chocolate syrup and maraschino cherries and whipped cream all over it. Maybe I could get some ice cream in me, you know, with prayer. But other than that, I'm not big on that. Greek yogurt, I lost a lot of weight. Remember I used to eat Greek yogurt? That would be my breakfast slash lunch. I'd get one thing of Greek yogurt. I lost a lot of weight doing that. I didn't like it, and I complained on air, and you guys didn't like it because you had to hear me complain, but I didn't lose weight. It just be careful dumping the rest of it in the sink, because when it separates, the acid is toxic to the environment. Apparently, it's not toxic when you eat it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a report has come out on the fittest cities in the United States. And 3 years in a row, Minneapolis, St. Paul tops the list. Apparently, what they do is they look at, how many smokers you have, how much exercise people get, rates of heart disease, what about parks, you know, how much time is spent in parks, obesity rates, recreational activities, walking trails, etc. And Minneapolis, St. Paul was number one. Washington, D.C., number two in terms of most fit. Three was Portland, Oregon. Four was San Francisco. Five was Denver. I have to admit, when I was in San Francisco, considering it's so cold, I couldn't believe how many people were outside. I'm surprised. Oh, there's Seattle. I was going to say Seattle, too. Always see people outside. Number six was Boston. Number seven was Sacramento. Number eight was Seattle. Number nine was Hartford, Connecticut. Number 10 was San Jose. San Jose, California. Again, great weather, you know, but not all of these have phenomenal weather. All right. I mean, you know, Portland, Oregon is rainy. But my thing is I never see rain where I live. So if I lived in Portland, I would be outside in the rain all the time. I'd be dancing in the rain. I'd be singing in the rain. Then number 11 for the fittest cities was Austin, then Salt Lake City, then Cincinnati, San Diego, and Raleigh, North Carolina at the top 15. Again, we're looking at obesity rates, smoking rates, availability of trails, a variety of things. Pittsburgh came in next, Baltimore, Virginia Beach, Cleveland, Richmond, Virginia at the top 20. Then came the next group, Atlanta, Providence, Buffalo, New York City, Philadelphia, Milwaukee, Chicago, Kansas City, Los Angeles, and Columbus, Ohio. In terms of the top, you would think Los Angeles would be more fit, right? Because they, but you know what? With Los Angeles, you still have a lot of city. It's still spread out, and there's still certain safety issues. So, you know, you start to wonder about, like, you know, New York City. New York City, to me, I would think would be at the top of the list because you almost like walking everywhere. It is so easy to walk in New York City. Very easy. Now, I was in New York during the winter, and I started to get a little bit of hypothermia and frostbite. I had to quickly buy a hat, et cetera, because I had to walk about 30 blocks. I love the walk. It was an easy walk, but it was freezing. St. Louis, Nashville, Phoenix, Orlando, Riverside, California, Charlotte, Jacksonville, New Orleans, Las Vegas came in 39, where I live, Tampa, Florida. Now, who are at the bottom 10? Birmingham, Alabama, Miami, Houston, Dallas, Indianapolis, Memphis, Tennessee, Louisville, Kentucky, San Antonio, Detroit, and Oklahoma City as the least fit. This was done before the tornado. So, we guys have to get our acts together, get more parks, get more recreational activities, more farmers markets where you eat fresh fruit. All right. It's all about dog parks, too. All right, guys. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Take me down. Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.